looking over 2025 and terming it as volatility. I'm Keith Lundberg with your Farm News Update. Over the course of the last week or so, we've been reviewing 2025 and what it meant to our U.S. ag producers. Dan Hallstrom is president and CEO of the U.S. Meat Export Federation.
Well, I think a couple of things as we enter 2026, but looking back at last year, I think no doubt there was a lot of volatility throughout the year in the commodity markets in general, but specifically in the beef and pork markets specifically. But, you know, and a lot of noise, a lot of announcements, a lot of things on tariffs. I mean, you guys know it very well.
And as we sit back and reflect a little bit on 2025, Dan gives us his reflection.
The bottom line, I think, though, and all through all of that is as we come out the other end of the tunnel, the one thing that stands out to me is that demand continues to be phenomenal globally. And I think it's pretty darn good in the U.S. too. But in the global marketplace, I look at where the beef supplies are and the cutout prices on beef are, and people are still buying. And people are planning ahead. They're wanting to know what's going on in the markets in terms of potential rebuild and timing, et cetera. But it all revolves around the fact that people are willing to pay for our product.
And Dan is talking mainly about the beef products, but let's not forget pork. And then you also throw in some lamb products there as well.
And I think the same thing goes for pork as well. Pork had a very good year last year off the heels of the record in 2024. So in general, the thing that stands out to me is demand continues to be not only good, but I would say even record-breaking in some of these markets.
And the countries that are buying our products purchase more cuts than what we use here in the U.S. With your Farm News Update, I'm Keith Lundberg.